Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, for the first time since he made the decision coming to the Mets, the Yankee fan is starting to get bothered because Soto is getting hot.
Yeah, you believe that. You actually do believe that.
Oh,
I know you believe that.
Oh, yes, I do.
I got to tell you, man. Well, I don't care. Now, I still hope that he, you know, that he has a rough season. I'm on the record with that. Right. I want to see the Mets do well, and the more home runs he hits, and the more he gets on base, and the more he starts to shuffle, and the more he begins to look like Juan Soto, the less I like it. I'm upfront with that. I am absolutely petty about that. He left the Yankees, and while I'm okay with it, that doesn't mean that I hope he has a great season. So far, he has not. He's picking up. He's a great hitter. He's going to eventually find his way. Here we are finding his way. We're in a very interesting path now because the Knicks have diverted us and distracted us for a while. And now we jump into, now the Knicks haven't hired their coach yet, so that's still a story. But now we jump into the pool and the Met fans feeling great. Yankee fans feeling great. I could be wildly off base with this because I don't jump into the pettiness as much as others. I don't really care about, I don't bear the cross. I don't carry this weight, this burden. I don't really think about Juan Soto except when I watch him. I don't know about others. I really don't care as much as you think that I do.
But there's even a love. Now, by the way, I think it's the right feeling to be bothered. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I think Yankee fans should be bothered, and I believe that they are, but even to the extent.
But bothered because he left them or bothered because they miss him? Because right now,
both.
They don't really miss him right now. They might miss him in October. Yanks don't miss him now at all. Yeah. Yanks have the best OPS in baseball.
Right.
It's a fact. They don't miss him right now. So he wants about, the wound is open. Yeah. That's one aspect. Baseball, I don't miss him.
Why? Because they beat the Royals?
Well, I mean, you guys just beat the Rockies. You come in, you start playing the King Cohen music the other day when you beat the Rockies.
The Yankees look like world beaters against the Royals. Look, here's the thing. You admitted to being... Now, some, I think, are on another level. Go out there and boo Juan Soto when we return to Yankee Stadium, all that stuff. Oh, he stinks. The contract's going to be bad. We didn't want him. I call BS on that. I know that the Yankee fan is crushed that a player of Juan Soto's magnitude who carried them to the postseason a year ago, was their best player in the postseason a year ago, chose the New York Mets over the Yankees. And now you've seen the Mets have team success. Now you're starting to see Soto have some success. So when before it was easy for the Yankee fan to pile on and be like, oh, he's awful. Look at this. He's not even the best 22 in town, blah, 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 blah. Now, with Soto shuffling, with Soto being happy, with Soto hammering the baseball, with Soto having the results, now I do think it's going to start to get back to the level where it's going to annoy the Yankee fans. To what extent? Some may be more bothered than you, but I know that they're checking the box scores. I know they're seeing the highlights, and the more and more Soto starts to get those numbers back up, the more it's going to bother the Yankee fan and create that rivalry even more so with the Mets and Yankees.
I'm not saying that the rivalry doesn't get ratcheted up. I think the next Subway Series is going to be, it's going to almost feel like October because, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sure he's going to have a 1-for-12 or so before then. But Juan Soto's going to roll in, maybe not. Juan Soto's going to roll into that series feeling a whole hell of a lot more like Juan Soto. Going through the baggage and the burden and the circumstances of going back to Yankee Stadium. That was a lot.
Right.
That was a lot. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. We attributed his slow start to him, like, missing the Yankees. Some of us did. Missing the Yankees, whatever. Did he make the right decision? Quite frankly, he may have just been, in his own mind, not even knowing this, like, almost lamenting having to go back there for a couple of games, but not even missing them. Mm-hmm. But like it was in his mind that it was an obstacle and it prevented him from being free and being the hitter that he is.
Right.
Now we went back, it's over, crossed the bridge, and Juan Soto's back to being Juan Soto. But let's also not get this twisted. The Yankees right now,
yeah.
The New York Yankees, have the best run differential in baseball.
Yep.
They've got the highest team OPS. They've got the projected MVP. They've got the projected Cy Young Award winner in Max Fried. And the other thing, which I was more okay with Soto leaving than some, almost every other variable that was going to be important in their success this year has worked out well. Goldschmidt, check.
Mm-hmm.
Dominguez, more from the left side, check. Like, they've done Volpe's growth, check. He's got fifth most doubles. I'm not saying that there's... I'll give you this. We got to always keep it real on the show.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a little piece of me that's bothered by the fact that he chose the Mets. I can say that freely. But Juan Soto does not consume my thoughts. Juan Soto is not providing any interference with my enjoyment of what's turning out to be a pretty awesome season so far. The other people, I can't speak for them. Me, have fun being a Met. You're in Queens. We good in the Bronx.
Right.
We okay.
Then I think everybody's on the same page.
There we go.
Because Yankee fans are happy with their plan B. And I'm happy with Juan Soto. And I don't think Met fans can be happier. So if Yankee fans are happy with their team... And
how could they not be?
Well, because I don't believe that what they have is as legit as Juan Soto. Like, you could talk about all the numbers and the plan B and all these different... I saw Max Fried against the Dodgers. How'd that go?
I mean, oh, come on. It's one start, dude. But I mean, the guy's going to win a Cy Young.
That's all it takes in the postseason is one start.
I understand that, but I mean, but geez, Pettit got rocked
a few times.
I'm not
talking about regular season anymore. I'm talking about World Series. The Mets are now on a point where... It should be about the World Series. It's World Series.
Yeah, welcome to the club. It's about time you guys got to that point. We're always there.
And
welcome. It feels good.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, come
great.
On in.
It feels
just
great.
Just don't get too close. Come on in.
This feels great. I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to be led by Juan Soto.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't truly believe. I think Yankee fans had to accept Plan B and then talk themselves into, well, this is going to be good. And then because of the results so far, it's easy to say, well, look at this. We're better off without Soto. I don't believe that that's the case. I believe there will become a point where they're going to miss Soto. I believe that the majority of Yankee fans, yourself included, admitted checking the box score, watching the games, whatever.
I'm also doing it for my job. I watch the best amount of work.
From a fan perspective.
Yeah, that's different.
You want to see him fail.
Yeah.
Just like from a fan perspective, I am on record saying that I cared more about Juan Soto's success early on than I did the team's success. I wanted to see Soto go nuts.
Yeah.
And I believe that there's going to be some fireworks come 4th of July weekend when the Mets host the Yankees. But point is, good, we could all be happy then. Should be nothing to complain about. Mets fans aren't complaining about their team. Nobody's worried about that contract. All of a sudden, Juan Soto looks as happy as a pig and you know what to be a New York Met. Mets are playing like one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And the Yankee fans... Everybody's happy then, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, the Mets should be playing like one of the best teams. You certainly paid enough for the roster.
Yeah.
See, that's what can't get distorted here. This is what's going to be an interesting transition for you and for your brethren.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no longer, wow, look at these. Outside of the 86 Mets, almost every other elite Mets team was constructed, for the most part, of overachievers. Going back to 69, when it all, I think you got to believe it was 73. But, you know,
73
was the year you got to believe. But 69, the miracle Mets, nobody saw that coming. 73, you know, obviously lose to the A's, who were a dynasty at that point. And they didn't really have that star power. 86 laden with stars. But and 2000 had some horses as well. And, you know, I love David Wright and Reyes. But... generally, like, the Mets are overachieved when they do well. Little overachievement. Can you really buy it? Are they really one of those great teams? Do they really belong here? Well, now the measurement, no longer on the curve here, guys.
Right.
There's no more, I don't know if you do this when you play golf. When I play golf, if I hit my first shot in the woods on the first hole, I'm taking a breakfast ball. I don't care. If I fire one in the woods later on, I'm taking a mulligan. I don't care. There's no more mulligans with the Metsies. When you have that kind of money and you have that kind of attention and now you have the star power that you so desperately craved, welcome to the big boys club. We're comfortable here. Let's see if you guys
and
like
so
it.
So am I. I love it. I love this. And do you know why I love it even more than just your normal, well, the Mets spent a lot of money on their roster and they're having success? Because their biggest piece stings the Yankee fan. You can put up a front all you want. I see right through you guys. I know it hurts. Soto is coming. He's arrived. All right, BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll get to the Knicks stuff coming up a little bit later on. We want to start with some baseball today. Flavio is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. Good morning, Flavio. How are you, my friend?
Morning, guys. Way to start the show, but Sal, you're a little delusional if you're thinking Yankee fans are all upset about Soto doing well with the Mets. We've got the Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
We've got the MVP. We've got first place, and we cannot wait to meet the Mets in the World Series so we can shut it down once and for all.
Oh, Flavio, be careful what you wish for, my friend. You want no part of this Mets machine. Trust me.
It is happening. It is happening. Wait for the next series. Wait for the next Subway Series. That's going to feel like a World Series game. That's going to be foreshadowing the World Series of 2025, my friend.
I'll tell you, it almost seems, thanks for the call, like that's the only way it's going to get settled. I mean, really, if you think about this.
Regular
like,
season's not going to matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Well, it's always relevant for us because we love the sport. Both teams are really good. Both teams have a ton of stars. Like, but there's going to have to, at some point, when Juan Soto is still in his absolute prime, and there's a lot of years for him to do this, it must be settled in the World Series, where either the Mets win and he's a stud, or the Yankees win and
Plan
you know
B
he goes
better.
Dave Winfield, you know, hits .120 in the World Series, whatever it might be.
We'd love to see it get resolved head to head. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way if one of the teams gets there. Like if the Yankees get there, it's gonna be like, hey, we were there.
That's true too. That's a fair point.
Or vice versa.
I'm saying that's the ultimate. Yes. Yeah, but like if the Mets get there and the Yankees don't, forget it. Now we just gotta stick our head in the sands for a little bit. Yankee fans will still try to squawk about it. Not me. Right. I'll take the L and I'll move on like a man. And conversely, when the Yankees get there and if the Mets don't, well, now it's like, this is what we do. And, you know, like
correct.
I said, the crown's heavy.
Yeah, and then I would have to say, you know what? I was
of course,
wrong. Yankees,
and you would. I
Yankees
know you would.
Plan B was
it would
better.
Hurt, though.
I'll take it. See, here's the difference. I'm weathered in taking the L's.
Yeah, you used
I'm
to it.
I'm used to being on the side that Yankee fans are now finding themselves on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why I love this. I can take the punches. I've taken plenty. I've been knocked out plenty of times before. My entire existence as a Met fan, I've been knocked down to the mat and try to get up and keep getting knocked down. Now I'm up. And I'm feeling like I just took my spinach like Popeye. I'm ready to go. I am ready. Now, Yankee fans are in a new spot. It's, oh, crap. This might be. You haven't felt it yet, but it could be the beginning of a change here, especially if they met head-to-head in the World Series.
It could be, or it could be more pain than you've ever felt.
That is
with
true.
With all the pain you've already known.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It could be worse.
BT and Sal, the fan. Randy's in Brooklyn. What's up, Randy?
First of all, guys, I got a couple of things to say. Don't disconnect me till I'm finished.
Go
I
ahead,
love you both. You guys are crying like a ninth grader in high school over the same boy. Soto did not choose the Mets. He chose the money.
That's what his mom
Mets
did.
Now that the Mets got Uncle Stevie and he's got deep pockets, everybody wants to hit on the Mets for buying. Dodgers done it for years. Yankees done it for years. Why can't we just let the Mets be? Hopefully Soto plays. They're doing great without him. Now he's starting to come into his own, guys. But either way, you got to stop crying about it.
We're
it's
not
ridiculous.
Crying about
all the Yankees fans, Mets fans. Come on, guys. Well, it's the Mets. We haven't had anything for years. Now we finally got something to look forward to.
But who's crying about it? I'm confused as to what your point is. Are you done? Can we hang up on you now, Randy, or you got something else?
No, my point is that the two of you are crying. He chose the Mets. Soto chose the money. If the Yankees would have paid whatever...
Randy, the Mets gave him the money. I am a Met fan. I'm not crying about it. I'm crying tears of joy, for goodness sake. I don't understand what you're listening to. What do you think that you're hearing?
What I'm listening to is that he's got to produce. That's the bottom line. When Dor came here, he hasn't produced. He hasn't produced. Now he's finally starting to hit the last 2 weeks or so.
Yes.
But you know what?
And it's glorious, and thank you for the call.
Glorious.
We're not both crying about it. As a matter of fact, even BT, from a Yankee fan perspective, has moved on. Plan B, he's enjoying every second of it.
Yanks are rolling. And by the way, you know, I talk about the projected MVP, projected Cy Young winner. Also, last year's reigning Rookie of the Year is coming back. Like, there's a lot. And by the way, there's a lot of good things with the Mets here. It's just, for me, I don't know.
When I hear that, I know maybe you're not.
Go ahead.
I hear coping.
We got the
Rookie of the Year coming back. We got the Cy Young guy. We got this. We got old hard hit rate, the OPS, the run differential.
Hard hit rate. Yes, the Yankees' barrel rate is so good that it has diminished the sting of Juan Soto leaving us. Listen, if the Yankees, here's where it would be copium. And then that's where the memes, which I was hit with when he left the Yankees, and they were funny. That's where they could reapply here. If the Yankees were in second or third place, and I'm sitting here saying, hey, you got Hill coming back, or somebody, say if Judge was off to a slow start, Judge will get it cooking, I don't really miss Soto. That would be, I think, projecting maybe unnecessary or just unrealistic confidence for them to stabilize it. Now, I know the Yankees aren't perfect. Like, I know the Mets aren't perfect. But baseball's not perfect. As a matter of fact, baseball in totality sucks right now. There's a lot of bad teams. So what the Yanks run out there and what the Mets run out there are good enough to get to a World Series, which is fun. Unlike others, I'm not preoccupied with the Mets. I follow them, I watch them, I respect them, and I hope to play them in the World Series and I hope to beat them again.
So the plan B for the first couple of months,
which I was always on board with.
Right.
You got to give me that.
Right.
I was always okay with plan B for the Yankees. And that's
because they couldn't afford the right way. The right way would be to bring back Soto and go get Goldschmidt and a pitcher.
I do agree with that. And you said that. You're right. But I was always interested in plan B because I thought there was a versatility and there was more defensive, better defenders. And just a little better on the bit, more
pieces
athletic.
Fit better.
I thought it was a better
move. Judge to right.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So the point is, though, in the beginning, not only was plan B working, Soto was struggling.
For sure.
And then
it was fun.
And then the reports were, well, he's not happy. He really wanted to be a Yankee. Now, like an arm wrestle where Plan B was dominating the Soto move to the Mets, now the other arm wrestler in the equation is starting to come back up. Because all of a sudden, Soto's starting to look like Soto. And the Mets' plan is also working. So what's going to give? At some point, something will give. Either the Mets' plan with Soto was going to prevail, meaning winning a World Series, or the Yankees' plan B without Soto is going to be getting to a World Series again and winning a World Series. We will find out one way or another. But right now, it's back to being, hey, Mets fans couldn't be happier with the way things worked out. And I think Yankee fans are telling themselves they couldn't be happier with the way things are working out.
Well, to stick with the arm wrestling analogy here, it's, okay, so, yeah, it started like it looked like literally the Yankees were going to pin the Mets. I get it, like in third grade, you know, I understood, right? But while the Mets have now offered resistance in the form of Soto playing better, they're not capitalizing on a Yankee weakness. They've gotten back to the middle of the fight, if you will,
correct,
due to their strength, not any holes with the Yankees.
And that's fine.
Which is what makes it really interesting.
That's
both teams are good.
And it can be a realist. We talk about this a lot, and I know it's fun to speculate and trash talk or whatever, but I don't know if you could have a more realistic line to a Subway Series. Now, again, crap happens in the postseason. There's so many variables there, but at least from my perspective, from a Mets perspective, I always kind of expect the Yankees to get there, especially with a weakened American League. But I felt that way even with the Astros. I thought every year, like after 17, the Yanks will break through. They'll break through at some point. It didn't happen until last year, of course. I expect now the Mets to be there. Now, maybe that's a scary thing from a Mets fan perspective.
Dangerous. You should expect that.
Coming in the year, though, it wasn't the case. It was like, oh, let's see what happens. Roll the dice in the postseason.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Phillies, Braves. Now, I expect the Mets to be there. But I'd like to just take this time, BT, if you'll allow me a few seconds here, to thank someone very special for allowing this to all happen. I would like to thank Juan Soto's mother for making the right decision for bringing him to Queens and allowing us to enjoy what is now the best team in Major League Baseball. And when I say us, I mean, of course, Mets fans. Thank you to Juan Soto's mom for making, A, making him, and B, making him or helping him choose.
No, you had it right the first time. Yeah. Making him.
Well, she made him.
No, I mean, then he said making him
making
or helping him.
Him.
Yeah. No. Making him choose.
Making
Mama
him.
Mama made him.
And then help. Hey.
Whatever it takes for you guys, right? I get it, but let's not get it too twisted.
Thank you.
We know where he wanted to go, and then Mama said, no, we're going here.
Yeah.
And he listened. And
he's happy as anything.
He looks happy now. Took a little bit, but he looks happy.
I'm not buying into that Yankee propaganda. Oh, yeah, Soto didn't want to be with the – he wanted to be with the Yankees. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't live with himself if he weren't wearing the pinstripes. He looks pretty happy to me. He looks pretty comfortable to me.
He does. I mean, there's nothing – I don't need to chop that down. Like, that doesn't make me feel better. Yeah, no, finally, he remembered how to dance. Yeah, I got back on the dance floor a little bit. About time.
Took him a couple of months.
Yeah. He looked like the shy seventh grader sitting in the corner not knowing how to dance, you know, asking a girl how to dance. He remembered how to dance, and let's see if he, you know, he gets lucky.
For some people, it takes a lifetime. Like, I never got out of that, really, in those younger years. So for Soto, it took a couple of months, and now he's getting lucky left and right. Let's see how far we can go. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Bobby's calling from Babylon. What's up, Bobby?
Babo.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Love the show. Self-identified Yankee fan since 1960. And just a quick reference on Juan Soto. Last year was his five-star year because every inning, every time the game would start, on the road or at home, I was going to see Soto and Judge bat the ball around. Mm. And it was five-star, and I loved him. He left. I'm okay with that. The reason I can say I'm okay with that, because I experienced 9 championships. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, with our team, I spoke to my friend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gene, who's a Yankee fan since the 50s, we believe that this is the fastest Yankee team that we can remember. From end to end.
Talking about just pure, you know, dynamic speed. Yeah, well, that's
speed.
One of the... Yeah,
speed. And yeah. They're running the bases better this year. Less errors on the bases. Yeah. Last year was horrible.
Oh, last year they just had too many holes. Yeah. Well, fundamentally, thanks for the call. They have not been fundamentally sound for a while, and that's bothered me. Now, I mean, I can't possibly measure the speed, but, you know, they had Ricky for a couple of years. Willie could run back in the day. Winfield could run. I mean, obviously, some teams have Birdie could run. Jeets could run. You probably look at the 96 team had some bounds, but they had some, you know, Boggs couldn't move and Tino couldn't move and Cecil Fielder couldn't move. So I don't get too wrapped up into that. I do like the well-rounded nature of this team, though. It's exciting.
Me too. But here's what I don't like about it. I feel like people are blaming Juan Soto for the lack of a well-rounded team for the last several years. That's where I have an issue. I'm not saying that, like, having Soto here could have been difficult because now what are you supposed to do with Judge? Like,
yeah.
The Yankees already, and we'll get into that with Stan coming back, they already have a problem here. So as far as trying to get all their best bats in the lineup, their pieces don't exactly fit well. So I understand that aspect of it and wanting to be a better, more sound, fundamentally sound baseball team, well-rounded, better on the bases, better defensively, make the pieces fit. But you can't blame Juan Soto for that. It's not Juan Soto's fault that Anthony Rizzo sucked last year and was worthless. Not his fault that Gleyber Torres was an airhead since he's been here. Not his fault that the Yankees didn't build the best team that they could around him while he was here. Or it's not his fault that they didn't have the money to maybe bring him back and, say, get Goldschmidt at another arm. Like that, there are two different things here.
Sure.
So they are a better, more well-rounded team in certain areas, but you can't just say, well, thank God Soto left so we could be better. It shouldn't have been that way.
Well, listen, I mean, if the Yankees had this incredibly athletic team for a decade straight, and then Juan Soto showed up, and then they morphed into this plodding, you know, slow team, the exact opposite, well, then it would be more applicable. Like, all right, Soto changed things, but they were poorly constructed before Juan Soto got here, which and what excites me is that, and again, I've always said I wanted him to stay, you know, given the choice. I'm not going to run from that, although I've obviously moved on. But by him moving on, it did open up a lane, Booney.
Yeah.
It opened up a window. It opened up an avenue for them to inject some more speed, to get Judge back to his regular spot, to open it up a little bit for Dominguez, so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'd never blame Soto for that. I never got the sense. I mean, maybe it kind of morphed into one big take, but the Yankees were poorly constructed before Soto got here. Everybody knows that. DJ LeMay, Hugh Stanton was always hurt. We know that.
Agreed.
No third baseman.
To a point where even me, from a Yankees perspective, was saying, yes, I want Soto back from a Yankees perspective, but understanding that the Mets needed him more because the Mets needed that level of superstar.
Yep.
They needed that type of killer, certainly to complement Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and make those guys better, but also just have that superstar presence where the, and they had a clear need in the outfield and right field specifically. The Yankees didn't. They could just move Judge there, and if you kept Soto here, now you're kind of in a spot where what are you going to do? Play Judge in center, play Judge in left? Like, it would have been a different situation.
It would have been a bad situation, really, yeah, defensively. The metrics bear it out. Aaron Judge was a bad defensive center fielder.
Right, but they could have put him in left.
I don't like him playing left in spacious Yankee Stadium because it's kind of equivalent to playing center field with all that space. That valley, you got to run all day.
Little give and take, which is why some people are happy with the plan B. Little give and take, you would have had to sacrifice some defense to have that loaded offense with Soto and Judge. I don't think anybody wanted to see, including the manager, Soto and Judge broken up.
They I agree with that.
They would have brought him back and tried to figure out, okay, now we got our lock Soto, Judge. That's what we wanted. Now let's build around that. That would have been the best plan. Did it become a little bit easier, both financially and, you know, configuration-wise?
Kind of
yeah, it probably did with Soto moving on. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Sid is in Riverdale. What's up, Sid?
Hey, BT and Sal, how are you guys?
Hi, Sid.
Sid!
You guys are fantastic. I love you both.
Thank you.
You guys are absolutely fantastic, and I love that you guys always speak, always what's on your mind, and you're not afraid to say how you feel. And I just really greatly appreciate you guys are the best on the Fan, and I just wanted to let you know.
It's very nice.
Well,
thanks, buddy.
We appreciate that. What's on your mind, Sid?
Well, you know, as far as plan B for the Yankees, I miss Soto because I'll never see another Judge and Soto type ever again. I've been a Yankee fan since 82. So you know that I've been through all the hell and wars with the Steve Balbones and Alvaro and Espinosa.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Yeah,
no, they were terrific. I mean, but to see what I'm seeing now, I feel plan B for the Yankees was a great move. I mean, yes, they could have gone maybe another direction, maybe. I just feel like
Do you miss Soto, Sid? Do you miss Soto?
He's trying to pull it. Don't let him pull it out of you.
I got to be honest. I do miss Soto.
There we go.
That's fair. The guy's a one-man. He's a show.
You know,
with him and
Judge back-to-back, uh-huh. I mean, it was just it's just unbelievable. I'll never see something like that ever again.
Yeah, and I thought I wouldn't either, Sid, and thank you for the call. And then I watched Soto and Alonso.
Yeah, okay. Get the hell out of here, dude. Let's not go nuts, Sonny. Pizza, I know you're joking. All right, so I'm going to incorporate, even though we're not getting into the Knicks now, just for a moment, compare and contrast the Knicks plan B and the Yankees plan B. Because I still feel as if you, in your own authentic way, take those little jabs and mocks at the Yankees' plan B. The Yankees didn't stumble upon plan B, which has proven to be successful. The Yankees had a clear plan B mapped out. Look at the Knicks now. What's their plan B? Right. I don't even know if they have a plan A,
right. And
quite
I,
frankly.
And I joke with you, because to me, the only thing that I want to get everybody on the same page with, and this is why I respect Sid, and you to a certain extent when you have admitted, like, you wanted Soto back. Okay, that's all I want to hear. I want to just hear the Yankee fan come clean and say, I miss Juan Soto. I wish we had him. But, yeah, there was a clear direction with plan B. Boom, right away, let's get the best starting pitcher on the market. I told you, I wouldn't have wanted Corbin.
I think
Burns
they got Max Fried the next day.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact time.
I think it was the next day.
It was right after that. I wouldn't have wanted Corbin Burns. I'm not big in spending big on starting pitching, but if there was one guy that I was going to invest in, it would have been Max Fried. I said that at the time, so I think that was the right move. Goldschmidt, like, the Yankees should have gotten a first baseman. Period.
I wanted
anyway.
Christian Walker, so I was off on that. I wanted Walker.
But it doesn't matter. Like, just because it didn't work out, the idea was you needed the first baseman regardless. Uh-huh. With Soto, without Soto, you needed a first baseman anyway. So the pivot was then Bellinger, who happens to be a nice fit for the Yankees because he's a terrific defensive outfield. You could put him at first base. There's versatility there.
Yeah.
You know, compliment Judge with the lefty bat, whatever, all that stuff. So it was a nice that he was available. It was a nice secondary plan. I'd rather have Soto than Bellinger, even with the trade-off from what Bellinger brings defensively and versatile-wise. I'd rather have Soto's bat in the lineup, but whatever. You get Fried, you get Bellinger. Yankees did the best that they could without Juan Soto. It doesn't mean that they're better off, though, without Juan Soto. Time will tell.
Here's my question. You started all that by saying, right, that you just need to hear the Yankee fans say that they miss Juan Soto. I don't need to hear the Met fans say anything. Now, because it's my job.
Right.
I love talking Mets as well. Yeah. I love baseball. It doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't embolden me about the future. It doesn't make me feel worse.
Right.
Why do you need to hear
because
that?
Because they're lying.
But how does that impact you?
It bothers me. What do you mean?
I know it does,
when the fans are lying and
but
not...
But why? What does it make? Like, is it because it
I don't like
it,
when anybody
it,
lies.
I hear you on that. It heightens the Mets. It weakens the Yankees. So it's separate from that.
It acknowledges the reality. Has nothing to do with heightening the Mets. I don't need to hear from the Yankee fan to heighten the Mets. I know how significant a move Juan Soto is. I know what it means to the Mets. I don't really care what the Yankees... Like, really, it doesn't bother the Mets or impact the Mets fan perspective at all. What bothers me is that the Yankee fan is lying to themselves when they say they don't miss... For those who say they don't miss Soto and don't care what he does with the Mets, it's trying to minimize the excitement maybe from Mets fans or the accomplishment that the Mets made by acquiring Juan Soto.
Okay.
And to not acknowledge it, like, it really doesn't mean anything to me because I know how impactful it is, but to not acknowledge that and come clean and be like, you know what? You said it right out of the gate, basically, you have to take the L on
100%. There's no other way to acknowledge it when he first left. That's the first thing I said the next day.
But I don't believe that all Yankee fans, or a lot of them, are still trying to fight that and hold on to it. This is a stupid contract. No, we wouldn't have paid this much. Oh, Soto's out of shape. Oh, Soto's not happy. That's all bull crap. Come clean. It's therapeutic. Just admit it. We all know the truth. The Mets beat the Yankees when it came to Juan Soto, when Soto was a stud of a player, and you wish you still had him, a little part of you. But, hey, you can be happy with plan B, but you miss Soto.
Here's the one thing that you're not incorporating, and it's a big miss, okay? The Yankee fan reaction the day the news broke, the night the news broke, the ensuing days and weeks here on The Fan, the calls, the interactions, the WhatsApp, the text chains, the tweets, all the stuff that was flying around everywhere, that's one emotion. What I don't think you're giving the Yankee fan credit for, and I feel this, is that they have moved on. Like, sometimes
40,000 plus three straight days were booing the pants off of Soto.
But there might be 10 million Yankee fans in the country. Doesn't mean everybody feels that way.
The Yankee announcer spin out there that Soto wasn't happy to be a Met afterward. I mean, come on.
But there's some Yankee fans who just truly do enjoy a good product.
Understood.
If the Yankees were losing and languishing, and instead of having the highest, which they do, OPS in baseball, they were 17th, and they're in a death nail battle fight for the wild card, down tooth and nail, down to game 162 with whatever team you wanted, the Twins, well, then I'd say, all right, now, Yankee fans, you're being less than truthful, because the absence of Soto clearly impacts the season. It has not impacted the season so far.
Right.
It might in October. It might not.
But why can't there be both? Why can't it be like...
Well, there could be. Yeah. But right now, I don't think there's a need to be both, because the season's going well. I don't think the Yankee fan... Now, again, very different than the day that it, or the night that it was announced. I think the Yankee fan wakes up now... Hey, who's going to? Is it Fried? Is it Rodon? All right, hey, what's Heel doing? Oh, Stanton, a couple of knocks at AA Somerset. Volpe, number 5 in MLB. Not the American League, MLB. In doubles. OPS almost 800. Wells home run 13. He's going to hit 20-something. Like, Belly, fitting in well. Judge, the absolute best player on the planet. I just think that the Yankee fans moved on more than you think.
I don't believe it. And I believe that the Yankee fan sees the Soto home run come across their timeline, or sees the highlight, or seeks out the box score, or looking for it, and sees Soto doing well, and it's, crap.
Okay. Now, but there could be a different. I'm not saying that they are immune to reacting to the box score
nor
or the highlights.
The
no, of course not, 100%.
Like, I would be 1,000,000% bothered by it. Yep. I think that that's a normal reaction. At least the difference with me and others, I would admit it. I would say it's bothering the heck out of me. Regardless of how well the Yankees are playing right now, it bothered me that he chose the Mets over us. I love this guy. He was a beast for us, got us to the World Series a year ago. I wanted him and Judge to be here for the rest of their careers. I would admit it, and it bothers me when others don't, to a different extent.
Fair enough, but I also think there's a different emotion. Like, the Yankee fan can see the home run on Sports Night or on social media, and, like, I check the box because I've told you this, and I'm hoping for a collar. I'm hoping for 2 whips and 5 men left on base, and I hope that he hits .239. I've told you that. All right, but I've also told you that I wanted him to stay.
Right.
But there could be a reaction where they're like, nah, man, I didn't want to see him do well. He left us. Screw him. But that's not the same as, oh, my God, I miss him.
Right.
I don't think Yankee fans miss him. I think they're rooting for him to fail. Big difference.
We got to mention the Rangers trade, BT. It is now official. Chris Kreider accepted the deal to go to Anaheim as the Rangers begin breaking up the core. I know Rangers fans are emotional. This had to happen. Like, unfortunately, and yeah, he's an all-time great Ranger, the all-time leader in playoff goals, third in the regular season. Maybe one day they do retire the number 20 to the rafters. I'm sure that will happen one day down the road here. I'm not sad about it because this group had more than enough opportunity to get the job done, and they just could not do it. So this had to happen. I'm glad that he accepted the trade, even with the no-trade clause, and the Ducks were one of the teams that was on his no-trade clause. So this is the first piece. Now I want Zibanejad out of here. I hate to be, harsh about it, but the reality is the Rangers were not winning the Cup with the group. We saw that. They failed. So love you, Krides, but, it's time to build a new team here, a team that could go out there and try to win a Stanley Cup. And then the drought since 1994 and take advantage of having the best goaltender in the game in Igor Shesterkin. I can't get emotional and hold on to these guys. This is the best hockey move that Chris Drury could have made.
I think a lot of fans feel differently, though. Not that they don't know that it's the right move deep down. Because, listen, I don't know that he ever replicates what he did a couple of years ago when he had 26 power plays, led the league, 52 goals. Played, I think, basically every single game. That was, 21, 22? It's been diminished production so far, and the Rangers just need an obvious reset. So,
yeah,
I get it, but I think the emotion, you're different with us with this stuff. You don't let the emotion seep in. A lot of people do. He's going to be missed. A great Ranger.
I did when I was younger, but I think if you let the you can't.
I'm not saying you let it get in the way of a trade, if you're running the Rangers.
Right.
But you're, I think Ranger fans right now, I can't speak for him. I'm not even a huge hockey fan, but I don't know. What's the Knicks equivalent? What's the Yankees equivalent? Give me a name. Bernie? Bernie was champion too many. Bernie, but similar maybe?
He's not. I was going to say
Posada? How about Posada?
Maybe.
Who only won two of the four championships because he was the backup.
But still, they won championships.
I know.
The Rangers didn't. Look, I'm sure my nephew is upset about this trade, but he's 11 years old. The time had to cut. You have to make this. I'm not saying I don't understand it. I do understand the emotion to it. This was the right move. They need to move on at some point. It just wasn't working. How many times are you going to bang your head against the wall and say, okay, well, we love Kreides. Can't let Kreides go. No, those are the tough decisions that can make you all of a sudden much better as an organization sooner. It failed. He wouldn't have been the first guy for me to go, but there's a reason why he's wanted by the Ducks. They needed to shed that salary, $6.5 million for the next couple of years, each year, the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mika next. When they trade Mika, it sucks. It's sad. I'm more emotionally sad about the fact that they came up short all these years. That's what bothers me.
I get it. So,
If the Knicks could trade Patrick Ewing, yes, for an equivalent.
Yeah.
And Ewing was far better to the Knicks organization than Chris Kreider was to the Rangers organization.
That crushed me when they traded him. Even though
me too,
the best move would have been to let him stay, let the contract expire, and then they would have reset their finances. Instead, they tried to rebuild on the fly.
I hated that move at the time. This is different, though.
No, I know it is. Well, first of all, Kreider's got a whole lot more game than Patrick did when he was dealt. There's no doubt. So I guess the only question, and I'd like to know your answer here. I trust Leon Rose to retool the Knicks however they need to retool them. We've talked about that. You trust Drury?
I do.
Okay.
And I know I might be in the minority here. I know Hoff can't stand him.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I think a lot of people don't agree with that.
You know why I trust him? Right or wrong, every general manager is going to make some bad moves. Chris Drury is decisive. He has shown, and he's shown a callous nature to his decision-making, which sometimes could be a detriment. I happen to like that. When you're the front office, you're president of the team, and you got to make these tough decisions, you should not let emotion get involved.
Agreed with that.
Or worry about what the fans are thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's been callous. The way he handled Trouba, now I know that some people were saying, well, that was a detriment inside that locker room. Well, then to me, that's on the players in the locker room. And it's on Drury to identify the ones who aren't responding, get them out. They hired the right coach in Sullivan. He's a proven winner. I like his pedigree. And I do. To sum it up, I do trust Chris Drury.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah, we'll find out what's going to happen here, and this will be his last chance to build this thing back up, you would think, but I do trust Drury. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to Soto. Tony's in Lodi. What's up, Tony?
Gentlemen, I'm coming correct. BT, I'm sure you remember me from the Lindor days.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I called you guys about a month ago after that Minnesota series beside myself. Emotional, screaming, I wanted Soto out of here. I'm calling to say I'm sorry, Juan. I love you, Juan Soto. I woke up today thinking it was a dream, but realize it's a reality that you're here for the next 15 years, okay? I got an 11-month-old son at home.
All right.
Just started saying, Mama, I'm skipping the dad that part. We're teaching him Soto next.
Go,
that's how much this, that's how much this guy's made me believe. Sal, I'm programmed for failure as a Met fan. I finally believe Juan Soto is here, and he's changing everything. Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Tony. Look at that.
I remember Tony well. Yeah. Tony, you got to... You got to stop being so definitive so early. I mean, you backed it up on Lindor and you backed it up on Soto.
But this is the right move here to join forces with Soto.
It is. I got to tell you this. I meant to send you the video last night. I just got busy. So we finished up our regular season rec baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not travel. It's rec. It's like right. In the town, right? And we went on, not that it's not a break at all. Trust me, it's not. But the kids went undefeated, 10-0. Yep. All right.
Congrats. Okay.
Thank you. But I didn't do anything. So the coach, one of my buddies, brought a Soto Yankee jersey.
Hmm.
And he had said, this is very interesting. He said that, he said maybe about a week ago, maybe we'll do this. And as we advance, we're going to cut a little piece of the Soto Yankee jersey off, okay. Right? Now, last night, somebody sliced it with a scissor to get the process going because they finished up the regular season. And all the boys are like ripping and tearing and throwing it in the dirt. Colt didn't care at all. Hmm. He doesn't care about Soto with the Mets.
See? But others do.
Yep.
Others do.
Bob, my house has moved on.
Yeah.
My crew's moved on. We've moved on.
I don't fully believe every Yankee fan has moved on from Juan Soto. And here's what I'd say. I'm happy with the results.
You should be.
Truly.
No, I know. If you're not, then you're just a tortured
truly
person.
Happy.
You have to be.
Like Tony was saying, he's conditioned to expect failure and the worst. Things done changed. Soto's a massive, massive part of it. It's not just him, but he's a massive part of the change. The feel is different around here. BT and Sal on the Fan. Soto.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.